So Greece, Italy, now Spain, changes in leadership afoot. All right, and the throw the bums out feeling really doesn't stop there.
We've listened to the dullest, most technocratic speeches I've ever heard. You are all in denial. By any objective measure, the euro is a failure. And who is actually responsible? I mean, who's in charge out of you lot? Well, of course, the answer is none of you. We know who the villains are. You should all be held accountable for what you've done. You should all be fired. And your friends here got together like a pack of hyenas, rounded on Papandreou, had him removed and replaced by a puppet government. What an absolutely disgusting spectacle that was. I was wrong about you. I said you'd be the quiet assassin of nation-state democracy, but you're not anymore. You're rather noisy about it, aren't you? You, an unelected man, went to Italy and said, this is not the time for elections, but the time for actions. What in God's name gives you the right to say that?
Man, oh man. Take that to the member of the European Parliament who said all that and more. Nigel Farage joins us now. Good to have you, sir.
Good afternoon.
You know what I admired about that? You were there right to these guys' faces. I mean, it wasn't something done behind their back and all that. Maybe the nature of your system that you can do that. What kind of reaction were you getting from the folks you were targeting?
Well, of course, they, you know, do their absolute best to ignore me,
right.
Because they know I'm right. I mean, you've got to remember that what we've constructed in this European Union is a system where the people that make the laws, the people that have authority, are not elected. And I've been saying for a decade, this is an undemocratic form of government, and that is totally unacceptable. And of course, as time goes on, they know I'm right. They know I'm right about the lack of democracy. They know I'm right about the fact that the euro was a total misconstruction from day one and was never going to work. So when I meet them at various lunches and dinners and social events, I think I would describe their reaction towards me as being fairly cool.
I would imagine that. But Nigel, I'm wondering what's really going on here. If this, the euro and that unique club, as it was once called, has been so badly burned and tarnished over the last few weeks. They want to keep the club going. They want to loosen maybe membership rules, maybe give a little bit more wiggle room to the members who might not qualify. So they're obviously struggling to keep it together. You think it's all but falling apart?
Well, look, I mean, you know, the thing is a failure, but what they've been doing over the course of the last year is getting together big sums of money, and please don't think you're excluded from this, because the International Monetary Fund,
sure,
based in
sure.
Washington, has also been throwing large sums of money at this, and what they're trying to do is to keep small, predominantly Mediterranean countries inside the euro, when actually, we all know in the end they're going to bust out anyway. That's the economics of it.
Why is that
inevitable?
Is that inevitable, Nigel, that they're all going to bust out? They argue that they can get this club back together. You think the better port of valor is for every country to do its own thing? I mean, Britain never joined the euro. There's been talk that it still might. But Italy goes the lira route. Greek goes the drachma. In other words, everyone reverts back to their own currencies?
I think so, yes. And I think that there is no doubt that Germany is the dominant competitive industrial country inside Europe. And frankly, Greece cannot hope to compete, you know, on an even basis with Germany. And that's why we have exchange rates. And that's why currencies go up and currencies go down. And the Greeks are stuck now in a currency that is overvalued, possibly by as much as 70%. They have a totally different work ethic, a different pattern of business. Greece and Germany cannot survive together inside the same economic and monetary union. And you know, we've warned about this from day one, and I think to a very large extent we've been proved right. But what is really scary, and what has happened since I was last on Fox 3 weeks ago warning about all of this, is we saw in Greece the Prime Minister, Papandreou, dared to use the word referendum. He said, I'm going to put this package to the Greek people to see whether they want to stay part of the euro or not. With that, the bosses in Brussels rounded on him, had him removed and replaced by somebody who had not been elected as Prime Minister and was a puppet. And then it got even worse. In Italy, they were unhappy with Mr. Berlusconi. They demanded that he went. And we now have in Italy, the entire cabinet, the people running that country, not one of them is an elected politician.
Well, who's controlling? Who's calling the shots? I mean, if it's this.
It's a combination of things. It's you've got the guys that I was addressing last week in the European Parliament. You've got the President of the European Commission, the President of the European Council. It's a very complex bureaucratic
architecture. Bottom line, these are all the ones who want Mother Europe, United Euro Club, the ones who, at the behest of the Germans and the French and the Belgians, want to keep
absolutely.
This going.
These
and,
are the
and most of the ones the members don't want to keep it going.
Well, that's right. But what has happened through the middle of all of this is Chancellor Merkel from Germany has now become the dominant figure. And she's in a very difficult situation because the Germans are very unhappy signing a blank open cheque to Greece in perpetuity. And she has now really rather taken charge of the whole of the European situation. So we now have a German-dominated Europe, the very thing that we were told the European project would stop, the very thing that twice in the 20th century we fought and made huge sacrifices to stop. We now have a German-dominated Europe. And I don't think that's a good thing for Europe. And I think what is being done to democracy in the name of saving this Eurozone is something that should worry all of us.
You're an amazing speaker, Nigel, and you cut to the chase. Very good seeing you. Be well.
Thank you.
Nigel Farage. All right, stocks are not...